If you find yourself endlessly tweaking your bio or just endlessly unhappy with what exactly is in there, if you can't seem to find the words to proudly and confidently say what you do in a way that you truly feel resonates in some short, sharp statement, if you're showing up, putting in the work, getting seen by non-followers on Instagram, if your website is getting traffic but people aren't sticking around, then this episode is for you. It is time that we talk about brand messages, because no matter where you're getting seen, whether it's Instagram, using SEO to get people to your website, another platform, the very first thing people usually come in contact with is your brand. More specifically, your brand messages, and one message, in fact, in particular. And this episode is going to dive deep into that one message, because here is the thing. If this brand message doesn't exist, if it's not clear, if it's not magnetic, everything else you're doing to move people from seeing you to loving you becomes harder. You'll keep struggling to describe what you do in your bio, on your website, in real life. You'll struggle to get people to see in a split second why they should stick around, dive deep into your world, or scream instantly, "Oh my gosh, she looked like the one for me." So we're diving in today to the brand message I believe is one of the most important things that you can master in the branding of your business, and exactly how to bring that to life. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. All right, I am so excited for today's brand message chit chat, because I know this is one of the things that you can tweak that can change so much for your business for the better. And you would have heard me talk about this by now, about how important three things are in business. So if this is your first episode, welcome to the Broken Record Show, because I say this all the time, because truly, it really, really, really matters. And I'm going to say it again because I mean it. You need three things in your marketing to make it work. You need complete brand clarity, complete audience clarity, complete content clarity. And when these three things are in place, marketing genuinely becomes easier. It all makes sense. It clicks into place. You feel clear on how to show up, what to say, and your audience sees exactly why you're the one for them. And so often when people are finding marketing really hard or confusing, when they're not getting cut through, but they feel like they're pouring so much energy in to not get anything out, when they feel like they're stuck on what to say, or it just feels like it's just not landing, these are the pieces that are missing. And it is my mission to help you get clarity on these things. And that is exactly why today we are diving into an element of brand clarity, specifically a brand message that every single business needs to master. And that is your unique selling point message, or as it's going to be called, your USP. Now, this is the power of this particular brand message, the USP. And I want to give you an exact example so you can see just how important this is. Now, I've been doing this for over a decade, right? And I could probably give you thousands of examples, but I want to share one recent story that really hit home again for me, and I hope hits home for you. It's fresh and it shows you just how powerful getting this message right can be. So a little bit of a backstory. Inside the Content Mastery Club, which is my membership for beautiful women wanting to master their marketing, build a business that works using content, one of the first things we do is dive deep into your brand clarity, because we're all about this brand clarity, audience clarity, content clarity, and then me helping you to actually use this everywhere. Socials, email, website, launches, ads, it's all in the Content Mastery Club. So what we do at the very beginning is we work through the process, the very exciting process of creating this suite of your brand clarity, of your brand messages that communicates your magic, because there is more than one message you need and we cover them all, but your USP is key. It's one of the first things that we shape and it goes absolutely everywhere. And the backstory is, to support this, I created a custom trained ChatGPT chat. So it is a bot bestie. That's essentially what I call them in the club. And this bot bestie in particular is trained on my methods and frameworks to help you create your USP. So we have manual templates in the club. I teach you how to go through and identify the different things we're actually going to cover in this episode as well that get plugged into this message or these templates to bring this overall to life. But I've now also created this bot bestie that does it for you. You feed in the details and it's trained on my decade of copywriting and brand strategy and all of these wonderful things to literally create brand messages for you in seconds. And it works, right? And this is the story. One gorgeous human inside the club decided when I dropped this bot bestie in there to actually go and revisit her brand message. Now, she'd already written an Instagram bio she felt pretty happy with. And look, done is better than perfect. We all know this and we love this energy. We can put things up and change them. And in fact, my brand message has changed over time until I landed on the one that I have now. And spoiler alert, I'm going to break that down with you as well, so you can see brand messages come to life. But with this bot bestie now available, she actually decided to go back and feed in this foundational work that we do in the club about who you are, why choose you, your points of difference, your brand values, your voice, your vibe, all of these things, put it into this bot and a message came out for her. And when she saw it, it stood out, it spoke to her. And she was just doing this to have a bit of fun. But she actually said to herself, heck, I'm going to update this Instagram bio. And she messaged me to let me know, Corinda, this is what I did. I was just having some fun. It really stood out to me. I thought, I'm going to use that. And guess what happened? Her Instagram following rate doubled. Now, let me be clear. She didn't suddenly go viral. She didn't post more. She didn't change her strategy at all. She kept following the normal This Is Co strategy. But what happened was when she updated her bio, she could show even more clearly to the people seeing her using a content strategy why her. Because remember, these three pieces work together: brand clarity, audience clarity, content clarity. She was doing a great job at audience clarity and content clarity, and her account and brand and business was really, really healthy. But this change actually up-leveled her again. And this is what we want. Then she went on to update one other thing on her account, which helped turn that followers, that visibility, that magnetism into action. And I'm going to tell you what that is at the end of this episode. So stick around for that. So she updated her bio with this brand message. And then next step, updated something else I talk about in the club for even more action, right? But this is why brand messages matter, because she wasn't getting seen by more people, but the people who were seeing her could more clearly see why they needed to dig deeper, why they needed to stick around. And this is what I want for you. Your brand overall is the thing that actually magnetizes people to you, because we can all talk to a particular audience. We can all learn how to create great content for that audience, but no one can do it like you. You are completely unique and we need to learn to harness that. And your business is completely unique as well. And we need to learn to communicate that. And this is why even in a saturated market, you can be a market of one, which means that yes, there's other people who do what you do, but no one is going to do it like you. And you want to learn how to communicate that. And this is where brand messages, especially your USP, really, really help. And I want you to think about this yourself. Think about your own habits. So you see a great post on Instagram, let's say. You're scrolling through, something comes up suggested, the content really speaks to you. You tap through to that person's Instagram profile or website or anywhere else, and when you land there, you actually start looking for confirmation. Your brand is actually programmed to really quickly scan a whole pile of stuff where you're landing to say, is this worth my energy, my time to look further? And what one of the things that you scan is going to be is this bio name line of the keywords around this person, and then that little section under that, which has those words that can say exactly what people can expect from our business. And if those things do not instantly catch someone's attention, they're likely going to be less interested in scrolling further down to look further at your pin post, at your content. Or if they're scrolling down, you're already a little bit on the back foot. They're already like, I don't think this is for me. They haven't got those signals straight away. So what we want to make sure they do in that bio section, for example, is get those signals. Same thing when they land on your website. At the top of your website, you have room to put a header, a headline statement. And in there, they're scanning to say, oh, heck yes, I'm excited about looking further. Or no, this isn't for me at all. Or I'm going to scroll for a second, but I'm just already in doubt. And this is why this message, your USP, is so important. And this is also why people can feel like they are doing a lot of the right things on social media with SEO, whatever it might be, but actually aren't getting that cut through, that validation, the responses, people moving further into their world that they desire. For example, I gave you the story before about how that beautiful human started doubling her followers. Now, I want to be really, really clear. We are not here to grow Instagram accounts. Followers are not something you should be tracking as a metric in your business, honestly, in any way, shape, or form. But what they are is actually an indicator in many ways that your brand is actually resonating. And so I don't believe that you need to be aiming for a certain amount of followers. I do not believe that followers are what make you successful. But I do think that when you are creating content, for example, on Instagram, and you are putting a bio out there that people come and look at, there are signals that that bio, that content overall, your account overall, is doing the right things when we start to see outcomes like followers, like DMs, like people going straight to your link in bio and taking action, like people taking action on your pinned posts. These are the types of things when these signals increase, it is actually a sign that our brand, audience, and content clarity are all working together. So again, we're not chasing followers. We're not building Instagram accounts. We're building businesses and bank accounts. And some of the signals that those things are working well together do start to be people following you, DMing you, engaging with you, moving to the next stage. So again, never seeking vanity metrics, always seeking sanity metrics. We want brand, audience, content working together to drive results, right? And so without these things, that brand, audience, and content clarity, you can feel like you are doing all the right things, not seeing results. Worse, you might actually be acting more like a content creator when you're actually trying to build a business instead. So influencers and content creators optimize for views, for followers, but we optimize for action. And your brand message is going to help with that by getting people seeing why they should move further into your business straight away. And a little side note, I'm literally about to jump into the breakdown of a brand message. So let's get excited. But if you want to go deep overall into your full brand, into full audience clarity, into full content clarity, and then learning how to actually execute and implement success on socials, email, website, launches, ads, using these three critical things together. This is what the Content Mastery Club is for. So I'm going to give you as much as I can in this podcast episode, but if you know it's actually time to get clarity on those three things, head to the link in the show notes or head over to Instagram and DM me or comment on any post VIP and you will find the link to the Content Mastery Club VIP waitlist. And this is going to be opening up in just a few weeks at the time of recording this. So I would love to see you on that VIP list because you get access to the cap spots and a very special bonus as well, of course, for throwing your hat in the ring early. If you're listening to this later, not at the time that I am dropping this in real time, head and do those things anyway. Find the link in the show notes, head to Instagram, comment or DM me VIP because you never know, club could be opened right now or it could be opening again soon in the future and I would love to have you inside. But let's go in now and start to look at this one brand message, this USP, and what makes this up. So your USP, let's dive in. There are three parts that your USP needs. This message that says, hey, I am someone who is setting out to help you with something and I do it in a certain way, so come deeper into my world. The three parts to this are, number one, what you do and who you do it for specifically. Number two, why people should choose you. And number three is your unique you-ness that we sprinkle on top of this. So let's start diving into number one of these three key parts, which is what you do and who you do it for specifically. If you are crafting this message, I want you to start with the basics, but we don't stay basic, if that makes sense. I want you to write down what you do and who you do it for. So this is not something like, I help people live better lives. That is not something that is what you do and who you do it for. You are someone who is helping women over 40 get their health, well-being back on track using blah methods, for example. I want you to get specific and write those things down. It is not, I'm in the party supply business. It is, I help parents in Cairns to create stress-free, on-budget parties. And it might be even more than that, right? I want you to write it down. So who is what you do for and how do you specifically help them? You can add any methodologies you have, any special niches that you have in there, right? So like it might not be with parties, it might be with actual balloons that you help them with, for example. So you want to write those things down. And then we want to move on to part two, which is why choose you. So underneath that, I want you to start to add in your magic. So why would someone pick you versus the 73,000 other people doing something similar? And so I want you to consider what your, again, methods or frameworks are. Write them down again if you haven't included them in that first part. I want you to really actually start to question yourself. What is your lived experience around this? What is your values that you live by? What are your literal points of difference in your business that make you different to other people? What is your style, your energy, your approach, your beliefs? What is the why that you do what you do? I want you to start writing all of that down. So it's basically like, what makes you unique? What makes you irresistible? If someone literally said to you, why should I choose you over XYZ person or people? You want to have a list of things to say without bad mouthing them. This is never about putting our competitors down. This is about shining a light on you. Well, I have a methodology proven to X. I've helped this many people. I have this much experience. I believe in doing this in this kind of way. I am different because I don't do this. I always do this. I have this point of difference. I have this value. I'll do it in a way that'll make you smile. I really believe in a partnership, not a this, blah, blah, blah. You can see where I'm going, right? We literally want a list of things that make us who we are. And little hint, this stuff is actually building an entire brand. It should be everywhere. So the stuff that you're writing down here is actually what your brand is about. And then we want to start putting these together. And this is obviously where those templates and that bot come in handy. But I want to give you an example of how this can come together. So let's look at my brand message. So mine is helping you master your small biz content, copy, and compelling marketing so you can get seen, loved, and selling with complete ease. So let's break that down. When I asked myself who I help and what I do, I help small business owners master content, copy, and marketing. That's literally what I would write down. Then when we start to talk about why choose me, I have a whole list of things. So I have my signature framework, seen, loved, selling. I have the fact that I do this with complete ease. I have the fact that I don't just help people succeed on social media. I help people succeed with this whole suite of what I call Co, which is why I am This Is Co. But content, copywriting, making marketing actually compelling so it gets more results in less time. Really human-centric. So I would write all of these things down and then I would put this together and we can start to see how this comes to life. So I'm now helping you master your small biz content, copy, and compelling marketing so you can get seen, loved, and selling with complete ease. But here's where this third part comes in. This message could have looked something like for small business owners to work on their content copy or master their content copy and marketing with ease using my framework. That could have been what the brand message looked like originally. But I went through and I did my you-ness over the top. So this is where you really have to understand your own brand voice and vibe. Now, for me, when I do this work that we do in the Content Mastery Club around your brand voice and vibe, I have a lot of things that come up. I love alliteration. Now, I'm going to do an episode on this in the future about the copywriting tips and tricks that you can actually use to start to write more interesting copy ASAP. But one of the things that the brain really loves is something called alliteration. And this is actually where This Is Co came from because I love alliteration and you'll see it all throughout my brand. And we won't go deep, but it is essentially where you make what sounds like rhymes out of words. And the way we do that is by making sure they all have the same sound at the front of them. So an alliteration in my business is content, copy, compelling marketing. See the k sounds at the beginning there? Or the seen, loved, selling, scale, show. The s that is in that sentence. This is called alliteration and I use a lot of this. I also name my methodology. So I have my seen, loved, selling, scale methodology. And at This Is Co, I focus on the seen, loved, selling part of it. And over at This Is Corinda, I focus on the scale part of it. So what I actually did was knowing that I have this love for alliteration, knowing that I have this methodology that I have named, and knowing that I also love to be very conversational in my brand messages and speak to people, I was able to create a brand message overall that includes these things. So my brand message is helping you. Again, I'm very conversational. So I wanted to open this with helping you, like I'm addressing that person. Master small business. That's who I do this for. I'm calling in my ideal audience straight away. Then I start to use what it is I do, content, copy, compelling marketing. So I added that compelling because it is what I believe in, but it's also an alliteration to get seen, loved, and selling. So I have that methodology, that point of difference in there, which is also why choose me. I'm going to get you an outcome with complete ease. And sometimes I have to drop the complete ease off. For example, when I add this to my bio to make word count, but that is my actual brand message. And I will normally use the with complete ease wherever I can because that's that alliteration. Now, this is what worked for me. If your brand message was sassy, if you liked swearing, if you were funny, if you liked really short rhythmic type sentences, you could weave any of this in. And again, if this is like, oh my gosh, I'm not really a natural born copywriter or anything like that, that's okay. A lot of people aren't. It's exactly why in the Content Mastery Club, I actually trained a bot to collect these details off you underneath these three things and actually create messages for you. And they're just blowing people's mind. In fact, I got a beautiful message from a person about this bot who's a fellow marketer, which I work with all types of people. But when marketers write to me and say, like, Corinda, I would have paid $1,000 for this message that was just written by your bot for me, I'm just so overjoyed because I'm like, I love helping everyone. But when somebody else in this industry who knows what good messages and good marketing as well looks like really validates these things, it's just that extra little happy dance also. But what you want to be doing is weaving in what makes you, you into these brand messages. So that's what made me, me. You add in what makes you, you. So it's very simple. It needs to say what you do, who you do it for, and have these why choose you elements in there. But you then get to tweak it so it also sounds like you. It can start with, I help blah, do blah. It can be helping you do this, this, and this. It can start with helping. I see these posts that say, it should start with this, and I just don't agree with that at all. It absolutely can start with that if you want it to. If you don't want it to, it doesn't have to start with something like an I help statement or a helping you statement. USPs do not have to start with this, but they can start with this. And so you get to craft a statement that really shows who you are, what you do, why choose you, with this element of who you are, your voice, your vibe, the authentic you starting to come through. And in the club, I go into so many more examples of this, but I really hope seeing this one example in my own brand has helped you recognize this coming to life. For example, I wrote a different one for an e-commerce brand to show you just that this works for all types of brands. So let's say that you were like an eco-friendly balloon supplier for parties. And that is actually a niche I've had the joy working with before. So it could be something like helping parents throw magical balloon-filled parties without hurting the planet or the cake budget. And this would be like you're eco-friendly, so it's without hurting the planet, and the cake budget show that you are actually like a more affordable supplier, right? Or it doesn't have to say helping parents throw. It could say throw magical balloon-filled parties for your little people. Now that instantly starts to sound like you're a carer or a parent. These are children's parties like that for your little people without hurting the planet or the cake budget. So you can start to see how these sentences are like, oh my gosh, this starts to bring it all together. We've got like magical, which is the point of difference. Maybe you're really creative. Balloon filled, you know, really gives me a sense of you've got arches, you've got whatever else. And then that without hurting the planet or cake budget really starts to stand out as like this point of difference. I want to look more into this. This is the type of message you want, not just things like balloon supplier in cans, budget friendly. That type of stuff is like, yeah, okay. But when you see this magical balloon filled without this, without that, you can start to stand out and magnetize and compel even more. So this is really what I want you to start to think about. Do you have these messages in your business that say who you are, what you do, why choose you with unique you-ness? Because when you have these and you start to put them in your bio, on your website, at those other places, you could start to test this out to see, do I start to get, like that other human, more signals that my brand is starting to work for me? The work that I'm doing to get seen, do I have the message there that greets people as that first impression that has them then seeing why they should love you as well? Because remember, it's not just about visibility. We are here to get seen, loved, and selling. And this is part of that loved part, which is the bridge a lot of people are missing. Now, I promised that I would tell you the other thing that this beautiful human did as well that made those people seeing her start to take more action. And the thing that she did, and I hinted at it before, was change her pinned posts. So once somebody is magnetized, for example, on Instagram by your brand message, we want them to see the right pinned post. In fact, anywhere in your business, after they see this brand message, they need to be met by the next right thing. In the club, I teach you what your website homepage should look like after your header, what should come next, so they can further see why you. But your pinned posts on Instagram are another one that we cover in the club because it is so important to get these right. They are prime real estate And having the three right things in that prime real estate can actually move people through a customer journey instantly, have massive benefits for your business, and have them moving into your world. So I believe you should have three things. One that really enforces or reinforces this brand that you are creating. So something that connects, something that really ties into that USP. The second one is something that builds trust, interest, credibility, compellingness. And the third one is a post that moves people a step further into your business intentionally. And in next week's episode, we are going to dive deep into pinned posts to carry on this effect of helping you do less but better. That way, when you get seen on Instagram, you have every chance of having that person stay in your world by having that brand message and then start to move forward by being immediately met by content that actually creates a customer journey. So I cannot wait to dive deep with you into that next episode. But for now, I hope you go away, start to think of your brand as a whole. Are you showing people who you are, what you do, why choose you? Do you have a unique voice, vibe, and value? And then do you have brand messages to help you say that, in particular, your brand USP? So work on that over the next week. If you want to come into the club to work on that with me and have my extensions of my head and heart, aka the Bot Besties, help you write these messages, head to Instagram, comment on any post or DM me the word VIP. I'll send you the link for that. And I cannot wait to hang out again in next week's episode when we will power up your pinned posts. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.